So we have finished. We finished Hanhagas Adam Baboker, the first seven Simonim. Should have brought in cupcakes or something. Maybe tomorrow night. But so tonight we begin Bez Hashem Tzitzis, which is it's a big piece, right? It's going to be 17 Simonim, right? from Ches up to Chavdalet. So what I want to do tonight, before we get bogged down, for, I don't mean that in a pejorative sense, but before we get, you know, entrenched in several weeks of nitty gritty about tzitzis. Tzitzis is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and as I said in the email, it's one of the very, very, very few mitzvahs d'oraisa, besides the sheish mitzvahs t'midius, that a person does every day. Very few mitzvahs. There are very few. Yes, it's kriya shema. You could have birchas hamazon, maybe if you do it every day. There aren't that many. Tefillah, okay, if tefillah is a d'oraisa.
Torah,
okay. There's like, but I'll note that list. What's on that list? What that list is the most fundamental aspects of Yiddishkeit. Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Kriyishma, Tefillah, Torah. These are like bedrocks, right? It's something you don't do every day, even, right? So since this is like, it's heavy duty. It's heavy, heavy duty. And it's a mitzvah, right? So I want to, before we get into the intricacies of it, the sugi in Menachos, like the long sugi in Menachos, it's like 7.5 block. I want to look at the psukim today. Look at the psukim. The Torah spoke for itself and it's had what it had to say. And I want to just get an overview of the whole idea of tzitzis, the what of tzitzis, the geography of tzitzis, the why of tzitzis, just based on the psukim ascension. I'll read you just a couple lines in the Gemara. That's my interest for today. That's right. Okay, but no, yes. Yeah, true. It's not, there's no mitzvah d'oraisa. It's on the beged. It's a mitzvah that is... Yes. But l'mayis, we're makayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. I'm saying that itself is something. Yeah, but I'm saying that...
It has to be a beged.
Yeah. So, first thing first, tzitzis is mentioned in two places in the Chumash. Not much there in terms of so many psukim, but there's the psukim we're going to look at and learn tonight. So the first place, the main place, is in Shalach at the end of the story of the Meraglim. Clearly it's connected to the Meraglim. We'll see Rashi himself connect them. But here it is. It's in Bamidbar in Tezvav, starts on Lamed Zayin. It says, V'yomar Shem Moshe Leimor. That's the first pasuk. It's not that many psukim, right? Debrel b'nei Yisrael v'mar taleim. Va'asu lehem tzitzis, and you will make for yourselves tzitzis, whatever that is. Itself a funny word. Tzitzis only appears in one of the places outside of this, only appears in one of the contexts in the Zerash reference in the in Tanakh. Al kanfei bigdehem, on the corners of your begadim. L'dorosam, for the generations. V'nasnu al tzitzis hakanaf, and you will put on the tzitzis hakanaf, the corner, psil techeles, a psil, whatever that's supposed to be, of techeles. That's going to go on the tzitzis hakanaf, whatever that's supposed to mean. So Rashi says, vasulem tzitzis, make for yourselves tzitzis, al shem ha psilim, because of the psilim, which you haven't defined it, hataluyim ba, that dangle from it, kamo, as it says, and this is a pasuk from Yechezkel, Vayikacheni b'tzitzis roshi. Yechezkel says that I was taken by the tuft of my hair. So tzitzis says in the first Tredi Rosh, says tzitzis means things that dangle, like hair dangles, like think of a person with long hair, so it dangles down, and the pasil are the strings that are dangling. Dabrache, Rosh is the second thing. Tzitzis alshem Ureisim also kamo meitzitz minacharakim. Meitzitz is like to look, to gaze at, to look at. So it could be tzitzis is an object of what you look at, as we will see shortly. They're about looking at these things and what you look at. They're ureisim also, you look at them. Los asurache enechem, don't go after what you see. So there's a connection to what you see. You're looking at them instead of something else. That's the Rashi. Fine. The pasuk continues on. Well, I'll have to go back and define more what tzitzis is, what psil is. I'm just getting the pasuk on the table here. The hayalach V'hayalechem letzitzis, and there'll be tzitzis for you. Ura isem also, and you will see it, singular, the tzitzis becomes one unit. Uzachartem, and that will make you, and you will remember, es kol mitzvos, all the mitzvos of Hashem. V'asis mosam, you'll A, be zocher them, zocher, and B, you'll be osa, you'll remember and you will do them, the mitzvos of Hashem. And it says, v'losa suru, and don't go wandering after, achrei levavchem v'achrei neichem, after your hearts and your eyes, asher atem zonim achreim, that you do go wandering after. The word zonim is like a bit of a double entendre as losa suru, but it's that you go straying after those eyes and hearts. If you recall, this is the pasuk that we referenced back in that first Bir Halacha, in the very beginning, in the first day or second day, whatever it was. This is one of the Sheish Mitzvot Tamidius, the Losa Suru, and that means that you are being constantly wandering after your eyes and hearts. Remember the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha said, based on the understanding of the Sefer Chinuch, that anything that go achrei einechem, after your eyes, meant looking at anything in this world as an end in itself. Going after anything for the sake of that thing in this world is already over lo sasuru. And that's einechem, what your heart, what your eyes see. And levavachem, he said, is any entertaining any thoughts that are neged das Torah. That was the kitzur what he said. So that would, those things that lead you away. And I even described there that it's like a derech, and we discussed at what point you've crossed line and gone over. Just eating too much ice cream tonight, I wanted to suggest, that's not lo sasuru, because you haven't taken your first step down the path towards being away from Hashem necessarily, but maybe you have. That was that discussion then, but the point is that's coming up here too. So the tzitzis are there as a prophylactic against you falling down this being a sewer to go wandering after. And what does that, what do the words mean? So look at Rashi again, never took one without Rashi. So Rashi says, Lamates, he says, Zuchartim is kol mitzvos Hashem. So Rush is wondering how will the tzitzis remind you. So it's interesting. The Alshech says a very straightforward pshat. He says it's just like when a person ties a string around his finger to remind himself not to forget something. So they had that already in the Alshech's time. So do you put tzitzis like strings on you? It's like to remind you to do mitzvahs. That's a very straightforward pshat. The Torah says like you tie a string around your belt to remind you. But anyone ever seen anybody tying a string on their finger to remember? It's from pre-digital age, I'm sure. Now you have your iPhone rings, but that was these remind people. I used to have a trick. I remember. Whatever, doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter. But that's what Alshuk says. It's like a string to remind not to forget. Wasn't there like that? What was that? Like they used to tie ribbon around a tree in the war, and to remember people. Wasn't it like tie a
yellow ribbon?
Wasn't that to remember like the vets or something?
To remember the soldiers overseas.
It's like that. It's like Hashem's giving like a practical etzah to tie the string on you. That's how the Alshech's learning it. Not to forget. But Rashi says a different understanding. He says how are the tzitzis going to remind you to do uzuchar, it's called a mitzvah Hashem. How you do that? Sheminyan gematria shel tzitzis is sheish mos. The gematria of the word tzitzis with both yuds in is 600. Because tzadi is 90, yud is 10, so tzadi yud is 90 plus 10 is 100, 100 plus 10 is 200, and then the saf is another 400 for 600 total. And ushmona chutin, Rashi is, as we know, says there are 8 strings, 8 half strings if you will, but 8 threads coming at the bottom. The chamisha ksharim and 5 knots, so that makes 613. 600 plus 8 plus 5 is 613. Haray taryag, and the Gemara Makos Chaf Gimel says there are 613 mitzvahs. Everyone knows. So that's how Rashi understands how to remind you of this very quite impressive mental reach that you think all those steps when you're looking at it. But anyway, that's what Rashi learns. It's interesting that the Meshech Chochma says Kol Mitzvos Hashem is Gematria 612. So he says Uzuchartim as Kol Mitzvos Hashem. He says it's because you'll see the tzitzis, that's your first, and you remember the other 612. Quite nice too. I quite like that. In any case, so that's Rashi there. That he says in 6:13. Velosa suru achrei levavachem. Don't go wandering after this word. It's in bother. What go wandering after your heart? She says Kamo Mitura Aretz, that's the very pasuk in the beginning of the Parsha Shlach here, where they went out to spy out the land. So he says, famously, Haleveinayim hem meraglim laguf. The same way that spies in the Parsha Shlach went to spy out the land. So your Rashi says your heart and your eyes are like the spies for your body. As we said, because we said those things you shouldn't go after. So in terms of spying out a new pathway to forge, if you will. So the eyes and heart, the eyes after the taivas and the heart after the minas, the heretical ideas, they lead you. Hemragim laguf, they are the body spies. Shemesaros shem es averos, they like, you know, scope out, see what averas are in the vicinity. Ha'ayin roeh, then your eye sees, ah, that's something I want. The lev, v'alev chomer, and your heart says, that's something I want. V'guf os es averos, and the body then goes and does what the eyes or the heart are inducing it and encouraging it to do. So the wearing the tzitzis is to remind you not to do that. Right? Fine. And then secondly, or additionally, after that, like, so that prophylactic thing that's like stopping you from going down that path, the pasuk has another pasuk. It also says, Lama'an tizguru, now this is a separate zechir, you're also going to remember, Basisim is kol mitzvosai, you will remember and you will do all my mitzvahs, Vayisim kadoshim alokechem, and that will make you to be kadosh to Hashem. So really there's two real zechiras here. There's the short-term zechira of not to go wanting after your eyes and your heart, and your long-term zechira of remembering all the mitzvahs. The two separate things. Even though, by Rosh's understanding, fine, yeah. In the short-term, you'll go against the Torah, and in the long-term, you'll be mindful of like living a life of mitzvahs that'll bring you not in any particular mitzvah you ought to do now instead of crossing the line, but in general, a life of mitzvahs which will bring you to be a kadosh. That's what Pesukim are saying, right? Okay, I have to define Pesil more, and Tchelis, which I didn't discuss, but and Kanaf, all these words. But this, I want to see one other pasuk too, just to have a piece on the table. There's one other pasuk in the Chumash that talks about it. Isn't Ki Seitze? Right. To understand the context a little bit, there's, well, I'm reading two pesukim, and one doesn't have much to do with the other, but it's relevant. Where are we? Yeah? Okay, here it says. Okay, so it's only one pasuk, but I'm reading you two pesukim because they're relevant. Pasuk Yud Aleph in Perek Chabes, Pasuk Yud Aleph of Kiseitze says, Lo Silva Shatnez, you shouldn't wear Shatnez, Tzemer Upeshtim Yachtav, that's Tzemer and Fishtim, you know, wool and linen together. No ostensible connection to Tzitzis. And the next pasuk says, and this is the only pasuk, this pasuk is adding something more, it says, Gedilim Ta'aselach, you should make Gedilim. Now, Gedilim is a new word. It's not a psil, it's not a tzitzis, it's a Gedil. Something else. Oh, Arba Kanfos. Ksuscha here became four, you see, it's Dafka, four corners of your ksus garment. Asher Techase Ba, that you cover yourself in it. So we see that's where the four corners come in. And now we want them to be Dafka on the four corners, a Gedilim. So Rashi says, Gedilim Taslacha. One line it says, so now Rashi's comment is based on the fact that the previous pasuk talked about shatness, and everyone agrees that you darshan smuchim, that it's significant to the fact that the back to back. Af min ekalayim, the kach samchin akasav. Rashi says based on the Gemara that even if you're even allowed to wear and even have to put on tzitzis, even if it means you'll have kilayim, shatness clothing. The case there is, the imperative there, I don't expose too much now, I'll get a sidetrack, but the context is, some begadim in the Beis HaMikdash will require having them be made out of linen begad, and that's a kohen gadol, and notwithstanding that, you have to put on tzitzis, and tchelis, which also we'll explore, maybe we'll explore a little later on tonight, tchelis doesn't just mean the blue dye, it means dafka blue, like that blue, the chilam, but the blue dyed wool. It's an important point. The ink, the dye that comes out of the chilazon, is not called tcheles. It's the blue dyed wool that's called tcheles. So that, since that's the case, since you have to have tcheles, if you have tcheles under tzitzis, you can't have blue dyed from the chilazon ink linen threads. Doesn't cut it. That's not called tcheles. Or cotton. Yes, I'm saying so. Since you're having a linen garment, you'll be forced now to put woolen tzitzis on, and because of the tcheles issue, that's what tcheles is. It's blue, tcheles on blue wool. So you're forced to have Rashi.
Aren't some of the big day kahuna actually shotness?
That's the point here. You see that? There you go. There's the shotness. Okay, so that will become relevant. So that's all the piece on the table. Now, before I speak about the different words and the geography and I want the glossary of what parts of the tzitzis is what clear before we go inside the halachas of it. But I want to just read you just a couple lines from the Gemara. The Gemara here I'm reading in Menachos Mem Gimel Mem Beis. So the Gemara's darshin psukim, our psukim. So it says Tanya Iduch. Another a brisa said another drasha. It says Uri Isamoso. That's our pasuk, and you will see it. Uzachartem Eskol Mitzvos Hashem, and you'll remember all the mitzvos of Hashem. So the Gemara darshan there. It's Shkula Mitzvazu, that this mitzvah of tzitzis is weighed Keneged Kol Mitzvos Kulan, that it carries the weight of all the mitzvos. So it's not just that it reminds you. It's a heavy duty mitzvah in its own right, like it brings it through them, and that's in its own right weighty. So Batanya Idach, not only that, another Brisa said Uri Isem also Uzachartem Vasisem, you will see them and you will remember and you will do Re'ia Mevil De Zachira. First of all, the Re'ia, the seeing them, brings you to remember. So I wanted to say that perhaps is like the what I call before the short term, like to remember that Los Asuru issue immediately, to remind you now. And then Zechira Mila De Asiya, by consistently remembering your obligations to do the mitzvahs, that will bring you to do the mitzvahs. That was Vayisim Kadoshim. It brings you to action, to living like a holy life, if you will. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Kol Hazar is the mitzvah zu. Anyone who's, what's the word? Yeah. Zar is careful, he like runs to it, he's excited about it, careful, yeah, but like assiduous, careful, like, he's into it. Zar is into, yeah, I don't want to capture just that it's like, Silverman, who translated the Messias Yesharim, uses the word, he translated Zerizus as alacritousness, which I like very much. But it's not a useful word because you don't know what it means. Alacritous means like you're like cheerful about running after something. Anyways, that's what he means here, like you're excited about it, you're into it. Not just punctilious. Careful, but you're proactive, you're excited, you make sure you get it done. The mitzvah zu, with his mitzvah, Zocha u'makabel p'nei shchina. He will merit and he will get to see the shchina, and he'll make it to the, to the finish line and the where you ought to get to. Ksiv hacha, based in the drasha, here by the tzitzis it says Uri Isem Oso, and you will see, and it's a funny word, Oso is a funny word. You would have thought it would say Osam, but it says Oso singular. Uksiv Hasam, and the pasuk, there's a pasuk in Meschan, I guess it is. That's Hashem Lokech Atira, Vaoso Sa'avod. You should fear Hashem, and Oso Ta'avod. You will serve Him. So the Oso connects that the same way you will, Rashi says there. I'll read you Rashi. Rashi says, but also ta'avod, mala halan shchina, just like over there you're serving the shchina, whatever that means, afkan shchina. So too, what you're going to see, ur isim oso, is you will be zochet to yivakabal and see the shchina. That's what Rashi learns there. So, that's the heavy mitzvah. That's what Chazal have to say. So let's just be misakem what we said so far, just briefly. What the Pesukim are clearly saying, the Gemara is saying, is this, the role of tzitzis, is twofold. It's to remind you in the short term, that's my kind of way of putting it, in the immediate, like when the maisa comes up. And the Gemara has also the stories about also the people reminded not to do bad things by their tzitzis, but it's to remind you, like, to control your, like, passion and instinct and not go after your eyes that are looking all the time through, get you into trouble in your heart. In the long term, it will remind you to do all the mitzvahs, so you'll do all the mitzvahs, and therefore you'll become a kadosh. It brings you to kedusha. Okay, now the psukim, I wanted to speak out these words here. Their importance. The first of all, tzitzis. The word tzitzis, Rosh already said from Yechezkel, means like a loose tuft of hair. So from there, it's learned out that your tzitzis have to have this loose quality to it. In fact, it's proper to make sure your tzitzis are not like clumped together, as your little children's tzitzis probably invariably are. They should be loose and dangly. That's what the word tzitzis implies, that the loose dangliness of it. Tzadikim, yeah, freedom, tzitzis, tamid. Yeah. But tzitzis as a word means this dangly business, if you will, like the hair. So that's that. Now we'll see. It's brought down. There is a recording when we get to the Mishabura. You'll say Mishabura, surely he's gonna be jumping up and down and screaming, you'll have to do it. But it's an asmachta to reisim, so you're gonna see them. How are you gonna see them? They're tucked in. Even though mi ikra din, you do not need to have the mouth. That's true. You don't need to have the mouth. We'll see that will, you see, the bartender makes him jumps up and down. We're gonna see him making a big shry about it. As Hashem, soon enough. Now is it I'm in biker. Hello, no, I don't see it. Okay, now what's with psil? So the word psil means to be like bent over or folded over. So actually the Gemara learns several different halachas out of this. First of all, since it says, since the pasuk says, "V'nasnu al tzitzis hakanaf psil tchelis," says you'll put on the tzitzis al tzitzis the psil tchelis. So it learns that you actually have to have something that is the folding over, the bending over on the tzitzis themselves. Hence the din that, as you know, you have like. Besides the dangling strings, you have strings that go around those. The first thing Psil tells you that is something that's going on, all the tzitzis is going around the other one. The shams, exactly. Well, for now I'm speaking, we'll speak about only about Lavan. We're ignoring Tchelis. Mishabur is not going to deal with it. It's off the radar as far as immediately concerned. So tonight, another night, I'm happy to discuss Tchelis as its own parsha, but so the sham is going around, so you have one string. The second thing is that it's in this, they have to wrap around one the other, that the din of the tzitzis is each of the different of the eight strings, I'll call them strings, have to be comprised of two separate, I'll call them cords, that are wrapped one around the other. But psil requires also, if you look at tzitzis and you turn in the opposite direction where they're twisted, you'll see there are two cords that are going around the other. That's a din in itself, a separate din of psil. It has to be like that. And the third thing is, since seal means like folded over and bent over, it's learned out that the way that you have to do it is that the strings have to be doubled up. They're going in and then like through the hole and out again. So they're, you know, they're folded over.
So four become eight.
Four become eight. Yeah, it doesn't say four, but indeed. But it's direct. So what the word seal tells you, like Chazal and see in the word seal, that it's number one, there's a shamat going around. Number two, that each of those eight strings or whatever, are four strings that we're going to look at it, are doubled. Two cords around the other, and number three that strings are doubled over each other, so four becomes eight. Correct. Now, gedilim. So four go in and like four in and four out, makes a total of eight. No, if you look at the actual strings, you'll see there's actually two different. I don't know what you call them, cords, filaments, I don't know what you call it. It's a funny, twisted, you actually, there's actually two separate things wrapped around each string. It's a couple, exactly, doubled up. Like, that's right. But we're talking about, yeah, the two, yes, there could be sub ones in each one. There's within each of the, if you look at it, sits this. So that's what he's asking here. Because within each of those things, there's, there could be, like, I'll call those filaments. There could be, you know, threads. There could be many threads, exactly, right? Like, if you take it apart here, you can... I'm telling you, see, there's no point in me showing because you won't see it here. But if you there's two... You see, there's two... If you take it, the two things are one on the other, then each one of those things are made up of separate, smaller ones. Okay.
All that's in seal.
Those three things. Now, what's with the gadilim? So, gadil means like built up. Like, I guess, like gadol, but mikdil. But there's other words also. It means like built up. So there's something that has to be like the tzitzis, the dangling part, which is what's left behind, what actually dangles at the bottom, is technically called the anaf. That's the name for it. Like, I don't know what you call it. And then there's the entire part, which is like all wrapped up together and tied up in knots and rings. That's called the gadil. So, but the gadil tells you, not that. The gadil tells you that there has to be something built up, like something, you know, more substantial there than just strings dangling, as opposed to strings dangling. There's something that's built up together. So it can't just be that the gadil would suffice to be just one string wrapped on the other, because that's already by psil. Well, that is just two strings folded around each other, because that's also just psil. So something else going on. So the gadil is this section that's like, in English they translate it as tassels, which is not a bad translation, you know, as you full know what I mean. It's not like strings anymore, it's like something else, it's mamushes to it, it's like a block of strings wound up on the other. So that's the gadil.
Not at all.
Something built up, something substantial, not just strings loose. So you have the top part, which I'll call the built up part, that's called the gadil, and the bottom part, the stringy part, which the word tzitzis demands, it's called the anaf. Chazal said that what looks nice, aesthetics, is that it should be one third gadil and two thirds anaf. That's how Chazal thought was nice. So if you have 12 inches, which is like 12 inches of your tzitzis from the corner to the bottom is 12 inches, so the first four should be gadil, and the second double four, eight, should be the anaf. That's what Chazal thought was aesthetically the best. Actually, it's a mitzvah midrabanan to have it one third, two thirds. Everybody agrees, but the avid, if you're out of whack, you're okay. But that is what people want. So that's what the Chazal wanted. One third, two thirds. And since what's considered to be a significant distance in Chazal's mind was a tefach, was four etzbos, and etzbos like a thumb's width, same as the tefach, four etzbos and tefach, same thing. So therefore, the minimum shear becomes midrabanan, one tefach, we'll call it 4 inches, three to four inches, we'll call it 4 inches, 4 inches of gadil, and then 8 inches of anaf. Yeah, when the gadil, once it's done, the done product, you know, it's like that called a tassel. It should be prorated exactly. It should be one third, two thirds, ideally. Now, we've discussed now each of the little looping arounds. We need to have at least one set of looping arounds, because that was Pasil wanted al tzitzis. He wanted a Pasil on the tzitzis. That requires looping on the tzitzis. But really, Midoraisa, one... So, if you notice your tzitzis, they have like little sets of loopies, if you will. I don't know how to... So those, in Hebrew, are called chulios. Each set of loops is a chulia. Chulia means like vertebra, also. It's like, you know, the joints. So, I don't know. You know, there's like... The shidra is the spine, and it's made up of like 19 or 18 chulios, whatever, according to Chazal. Don't ask, there's more, I think. Whatever. Yeah. Now, so really, midoraisa, all you would need, now I'm talking midoraisa, you see, you need to have some strings folded over and one thing wound around. Now, they also learn you need to have knots. Now, how do you, now the din of a knot really, really is a halacha Moshe Sinai. You need to have a knot or knots on your tzitzis, a halacha Moshe Sinai. Some learn it's one knot, some learn it's two knots, is the doraisa. There's a strong asmachta though, if you don't think more there, based on that pasuk we saw before. The pasuk we saw before, the psukim before, about the shotness. Because, remember, if you're talking about a linen garment, it has some wool strings, like, threaded through it, but not tied to it. It's not shotness. It's like, you know, it's like if I wear my linen tzitzis and I wear my wool jumper on top, that's not tzitzis, that's not tchelet, shotness. It has to be interwoven, tied, knotted, exactly what the machlokas rush close to when you have to, but in any case, so for it to become shana, it has to be that one is tied on the other. So since it has to be tied, there has to be at least one double knot that's tying, permanently affixing the tzitzis of wool onto the garments, which could be linen, to make shanas. But that really has been a smachta. Really, it's halach from Sinai that you need to have at least one knot, some and two knots. If it's one knot, it would mean the last knot, the knot that holds the gadil in place, the psil and the gadil in place, the psil, the loopies, and the gadil that built up part in place. That's the knot. Something that also the you need the kesher elyon, the upper knot, also both are doraisa. Okay, but okay. Now, how many strings? So they learn from the Gemara learns from the word gadilim. Tasu, you should make gedilim, that they're like this. That we said a gedil can't just be like a string looped on itself on its own, because that was psil. And it can't just be a loop wound around itself, but that's also psil. So gedil must mean like two, I don't know what they are, two strings like tied one on the other. Tied, however it will look, built up one on the other. Fastened, built up. Gadil is like built up. All these are built up. That's the best word I have for gadil. But so one gadil would mean two strings built up on the other, built up. However, it's going to be knotted, threaded, built up. But since it says gadilim plural, they learn that it's got to be four strings. Gadil two, gadilim two times two is four. So those four strings are what the gadil requires.
Each corner.
Yeah, gedilim, each corner gets gedilim, right? Gedilim tasu al kanfei. So what? So you have four strings, mandated by the word gedilim, and you've got them doubled over each other from the word pasil. So now you've got 4/4 is 8, like 4 times 2, right? 4, 8 halves, if you will, right? Now, in terms of the ksharim, so like different kashers, we said one or two ksharim is really midoraisa, lochem from Sinai. We have the smachta based on the smuchas with shanis, but already from I don't know when, from long ago, the tradition has been to have five knots. Already, like the Targum talks about five knots. It's old. I don't know how old it is, but it's old. Maybe since Moshe, I don't know. I wasn't there, but it's as back as you can see. You won't see other things besides five. So what's the five symbolize? So different explanations given. Some say it means maybe it's all the above. One explanation is the five books. It's supposed to remind you of the Torah, and it's connected. It's shkula all then kol mitzvot. So five books. This makes a lot of sense. Another explanation is the five senses, because if it's supposed to tell you not to go after your, you know, enechem, that your pleasures, what your body wants, you shouldn't go wandering in that direction. So the tzitzis should be there to stop you from going in that direction. Another chakra interesting. This is interesting to me. Very interesting. They say it's connected the first five words of Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. And then it's all bound together, Echad. Fascinating. Anyways, that's... And Rashi, of course, needs the five, because he wants the five to be, when you add the eight half strings that are coming out of your tzitzis, from what we said before, plus the five knots, will get you to 13, because he wants those 13 added to the gematria of tzitzis 600. Which will give you 613, all the mitzvahs. I should just speak out, that the psukim don't have two yuds. Tzitzis is with one yud, not two yuds. So, yeah, the first yud is strangely enough, indeed. But anyways, I have no answer to that question. But, yeah? I'm sure there are answers, I just have no answer for that question. But I don't doubt there's an answer.
Yeah. It
says that
the pronunciation, even though it's written with one yud, but the pronunciation is as if you have two yuds.
Seat.
And therefore,
oh, yeah?
That sticks into the
Gematria. There is a difference between the... People don't do it nowadays, but there is a difference between the chirik, the dot, and the chirik yud. One is like, the chirik yud is like a harder sound. Seed instead of like sit. Okay, anyways. So that's that. Now, so what have we said? We've said the string. Oh, and the chulios. Okay, now. So, in terms of chulios, so we said midoraisa, really one set of three little loops would be enough. The problem is, if your gadil has to be a third of your whole tzitzis, and it has to be a tefach, you have to do a lot more looping in practice. Right? Because for aesthetics, I don't mean just aesthetics, the Chazal mandated aesthetics, they should look nice. And they said it's a third. And since it has to be, and the Gedil has to be a Tefach, so now you all of a sudden have, we're running out of time here. Yeah. So, for all those reasons, you're going to have to do a series of Gedilim, of Chulios. The custom for Ashkenazim is to have a total of 39. It goes between the five, not the four sets. It goes, they'll go seven loops in the first one. The Gemara and Menachah says you can't have fewer than seven. Then eight in the second, then 11 in the third, and then 13 in the fourth, for a total of 39. The basic explanation, quite well known, is seven often symbolizes like perfection in this world, like as a Shlemus, exactly as it comes up all over the place. Shabbos, most obviously. But that's a, this is familiar. Then eight is supposed to be the idea of transcendence, you know, like Bris Milah and Eid Day, Hanukkah, and so on. So the idea is that the tzitzis aren't just, they aren't just perfection in this world, but actually for Kedusha they bring you beyond. Not for tonight, but you see the word tchelis, actually the word tachlis, right? Something that's, it's something that the way that the corner is though, something like the four corners of the earth, the corners of your garment are like, you know, finite, but the tzitzis brings you beyond, if you will. A total of 7 plus 8 is 15, which is Hashem's name, Ka Yurnei, and then the next 11 brings you to 26, which is Hashem's names Yurke Vavke. And then the last 13 more is like Echad, Gamacha 13. So you have Hashem Echad, much reminiscent of the 7, 8 is 15, plus 11 is 26. Yudke Vavke. Yudke, then Yudke Vavke, plus 13 more is Hashem, and then Echad. Hashem is the 26, plus 13 more, Echad is 13. The total 39. So that is, that's the, that's that. Alright, so Bezer Hashem tomorrow.